always enjoy coming back. I missed last Sunday because I was out doing some hunting and stuff. It went a little long. I got in late last night. So I'm maybe a little bit tired, but Holy Spirit can handle that. Fill us all up, whatever's going on. It's just really, really great. It's always a treat to me to be able to worship with you guys together. I love my personal time with him, but I really cherish my time together with you, with him. That's a big deal. And so just feel free to worship with him the way that you are led to worship. Amen. We're going to move into the tithes and offerings, but first we're going to have a to share with us here. So.
Good morning, everybody. You know, I haven't been around much this summer, but you're my family, and I love you. I just want to let you know that. We were driving, and, you know, on a trip, you get a lot of time to talk, and my wife really enjoys that. And not that I say I'm listening a lot, but I was, but that's okay. One of the things that God revealed to me, he started speaking to me about the women who were going to the tomb to prepare Jesus for burial. And, you know, the women, that was one of the women's jobs. It was something that they did. It was something that, in the culture, that was what they did. So they were just doing what they were supposed to be doing. You know, and in our lives, you know, we go about our lives, and if we let Jesus change our lives and speak to our hearts and use us just in our everyday lives, it may be somebody that you see, it may be somebody that you don't even know, and God will use you. See, we all want to do great and mighty things for the Lord. I do. But I believe that it's in the small things that God really touches people's lives, that He uses you in, and He can do that in each one of us. And He really brought that to my mind as I was driving. And He said, you know, these women were just doing what they normally did, and then Jesus changed their lives, and they went and they let everybody know that He's alive and He's risen. And see, we can do that just walking through our everyday lives, and God can use us. And sometimes we don't even realize this happening, which is probably the best thing, because then we don't try and take credit for it. So as you're walking through your day, the rest of today or all this week, when you're at work, when you're in Fred Meyer, or you're at Cars, whichever is your choice. Cars is, I guess, all ripped up right now, but let God use you. It might just be a smile. It might be a word to say, you know, to encourage somebody. But it's those little things that make a difference in people's lives. And I just want to share that with you today.
Thank you. Now, so I was asking the Lord what to share today, and it's always interesting to me how He starts talking to me about stuff that's really pertinent to what's going on in the body today, you know. And then He was talking to me about intimacy in the little things. It's just funny that Scott came up not 10 minutes ago and wanted to share that, you know. And it's like, oh yeah, okay, that kind of makes sense, considering what you've been talking to me about this morning, Lord, you know. And I'm probably not just Scott and I'm thinking might be others here that's been happening with also. And I guess right now, fresh off going on a moose hunting trip, I, you know, everything I'm thinking about right now kind of relates to what happened on my moose hunting trip, you know. And so it's just like, sometimes I question why I even go on them, because it seems like there's always issues that happen on these trips. They're never the same every year, but there's always something. And it's such an opportunity when we have issues in our lives to choose how we're going to, where we're going to go with those issues, what we're going to let that issue, if that issue is going to dictate what we are, or what we're doing and stuff, or if we're going to be powerful in the kingdom, you know, courageous in the kingdom, and believing in the kingdom, and have strong faith in our Creator. It's easy sometimes not to feel that way. So tithes and offerings, I guess the nuts and bolts part, you can give online, akbridgeofhope.com. We'll have Rush the Buckets during the next song, and also the blue boxes in the back there. If you normally tithe in another church, we'd prefer that you continue to do that. And we gladly accept an offering beyond that if you choose. And what was really impressing me today was from the Lord was, you know, sometimes we get caught up. Being an engineer, I get pretty pulled into the world of math and, you know, all that stuff, you know, and this 10% tithe thing can sometimes kind of get us a little bit tied up by that number. Oh, I only gave 9.9 or whatever, right? Just get beat up by it and stuff. But it's like the Lord today was showing me how he gave it all, 100%. And it's like, you only want 10 back, huh? Pretty good deal. Pretty good deal. Wouldn't you think? Pretty good deal. If you were at some store and you saw a deal like that, you'd probably buy lots of them, right? Yeah. And so I think he just wants me to kind of stop there with that and kind of let you just talk to him about that a little bit. And if you're feeling maybe a little beat up about a particular percentage that you feel like you're meeting, or maybe you think you're surpassing or whatever, I just think he wants you to be comfortable with who you are in the kingdom and where you're at in the kingdom, knowing that you're always in a place of change and improvement and just going through the kingdom, right? And becoming powerful, good stewards of what he's created us to be and stewards over. And so, yeah, just a word like that today. So, Heavenly Father, we just thank you. Thank you for giving it all, Father, giving it all for us. Father, we want to be intimate with you. And one of the ways we demonstrate that, Lord, is in our tithe, in our offering. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
great is your faithfulness. What's the root word of faithfulness? I'm going to harp on it a little bit. Seems to be my thing. Faithfulness. Being full of faith. What does it look like when our God, who is an all-consuming fire, gives 100%? Something is going to burn, that's right. So I drove with Mama up to Talkeetna the other night and drove through the McKinley fire area. It's pretty scary. There are house after house after house that are totally consumed. Nothing left. So Peter, in 1 Peter chapter 2, talks about what our attitude should be in relation to Jesus. And it's going to seem a little weird, but I want to read it to you. Servants, be subject to your masters with all respect, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the unjust. For this is a gracious thing, when being mindful of God, one endures sorrow while suffering unjustly. For what credit is it if when you sin you are beaten for it and you endure? But if when you do good and suffer for it you endure, this is a gracious thing in the sight of God. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving an example that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but he continued entrusting himself to the one who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. He continued to entrust himself to the one who is full of faith, to the all-consuming fire who he knew would not change his character. All that is added so that we can live like that. For so it says, for to this you have been called, because Christ suffered, leaving us an example. How do I step out or live in faith? Remember that it's a gracious thing when one being mindful of God endures suffering. How much are we aware of who he is in each step? Because if I'm not aware of who he is right now and an hour from now, I'm not going to be aware of who he is when the suffering and the trial comes. And the one who left me an example remained continually entrusted to the one who he knew to be faithful. What's my benefit? I get to die to sin and live to righteousness. By his stripes, I am healed. Do I believe it? John 11, 26. Do you believe this? What is faith? Faith is an understanding that produces faithfulness in me, so that what is invisible becomes real enough in my mind that I act differently. Do I believe that when the world is sour and all I see is the flames of an all-consuming fire, do I believe he is faithful enough in my spirit to act differently? That's what this is all about. We are remembering, yes, But if it doesn't change us, I've told you this 1,000 times. It's like me remembering my wife's birthday. I remembered it's your birthday. Well, so you didn't forget, okay? Where's my roses or my chocolate or whatever? Oh, but I remembered. No, the remembering should change us. It should make us be different because we are aware of a truth that can't be changed, can't be shaken. Let's give him thanks. Great is your faithfulness. There is no shadow of turning with you. We are humbled by your act of 100% giving that poured out righteous judgment meant for me on your spotless son. Thank you that you were faithful enough to punish that sin until it is gone, as far as the east is from the west, so that as I die to myself, I can be raised to newness of life, to righteousness that comes from you. Give me an ever-increasing awareness of who you are so that I am constantly mindful of you. You are worthy. We love you. We honor you. In Jesus' name. Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Just give it up for the worship team. These guys put in so much time. I just really appreciate that. And go ahead and have a seat there. And I think we're going to do some announcements. Spirit-led as always.
Good morning, everyone. Isn't it great to be together today? Yeah. I love it. Thank you so much for coming and joining our family. And I want to invite you, after the service, we are having a meal in the gym, share a dish. So we'd love for you all to stay. And I was thinking, I want to throw out a challenge for you for the share a dish. Why don't you look around, and if there's somebody that maybe you haven't talked to for a while or maybe don't even know, the share a dish is really a good opportunity to pull up a chair and bring your plate over to somebody and just get to know them a little bit. Stretch a little bit rather than maybe sitting with the same people that you always sit with that you know and love. Find someone new because, you know, there is a part of each one of you that I need, that I don't have. And that's one of the reasons why God has us all together. And so just want to encourage you today as you have your plate and you're kind of, you know, doing this thing like, where am I going to sit? It's like, God, who should I sit by today? Who do you want me to connect with? Right? Good. So this week, every Wednesday, we have a food pantry. So just continue to share that with whoever you come in contact with. It's just a great thing we want to bless our community with. So continue to just spread the word that that's happening every Wednesday. And every Friday, what's going on here, guys? Teen night, right? Spread the word. Steve's always the one that's like, yeah. What happens Friday night? Someone's excited about it. So 7 p.m. teens, yeah. And invite your friends to join you. Yeah, God wants to do good stuff in and through our teens, right? So speaking of that, Steve has an announcement. And then when you're done, if you could also, Gary has an announcement.
Okay. All right. Good morning, church. What happens on Friday nights? That's better. What time does that happen? Very man. Okay, you're alive. I was gonna have to beat you guys this morning. I mean, lovingly correct. So just giving you guys a heads up. Here shortly, October 24th through the 26th. Anybody know what's going on? AKYC, Alaska Youth Conference. It's put on by the Assemblies of God. Every year we try to go and be a part of this. It's a great time for parents, kick the kids out of the house, you know, let somebody else deal with them for, you know, a weekend for the most part. So it's going to be a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Cost is going to be $120, okay? Once again, it's October 24th through the 26th, so we got time, okay? What are the kids going to get with this? Well, one, they're going to get Holy Spirit. They're going to get a good feast, if you will, of Jesus on this weekend. Main speaker is going to be Jamie Montero. He's an awesome friend to this house. Zach can go into it and tell you all about him. Ryan Gluth, which is the Alaska Youth AG Youth Director. He's also going to be sharing in the morning service. And then worship's going to be by a guy named Jeff Deo. So if you guys want to look this stuff up and see who these people are, you can go to Alaska Youth. Just type in AKYC 2019, and it will show up on the internet. I promise you. What are the kids going to be doing? There's going to be several sessions where they're going to be worshiping before every session, which is awesome. And I want to let you know that, you know, sometimes our youth don't get up here too much, but when they get with other youth, there's something that happens, and they just leave the chairs behind, and they rush to the front, and they go after God. And it happens every time they go to AKYC and they bring something back from that. Where are they going to be staying? They're going to be staying at the Hilton Embassy Suites. They're going to have a pool. They're going to have access to a gym. We're going to take them out to eat. So there's going to be, you're going to be getting a lot for this $120. Now, that's up until October 11th is the $120. After October 11th, their costs go up $20. So what the youth are getting with this are room, going to be getting some meals. I'm encouraging, if you're sending youth, you know, a little extra money for spending, merchandise, whatnot, it's going to be good. And I'm going to have a sign-up and flyers here shortly, so come talk to me. Zach knows everything about this. He's been doing this forever, since rocks were soft. And so, and if you want to sponsor some kids every year, there's always a couple kids that may not have enough money to make it. Our church has always been amazing at putting in extra so that kids are able to go and be a part of this. So if you have any questions, come talk to me, come talk to Zach, Rachel, and thank you very much.
Hello, church. Okay, so it's been smoky this summer, right? And it's been hot. And we had a mountain music festival, and thanks for... How many people here were not there? We're not there. Okay. So I've got good news for you, possibly. You get another chance, because the bands couldn't wait to do it again. They said, when are you doing this? And we went to another festival in town, met some more artists, and they said, we want to be part of this. So Pam says, I think we ought to do another one. We shouldn't wait a year. So it might be, I don't know how often it's going to happen, but the permit's been applied for and approved. I just got the approval on Wednesday. And the noise permit, we can make noise again. So so we're going to have a second. This is going to be some fall fun. So I need some ideas of from anybody that before the event. Of course, it's on Saturday, too. It's on the 28th. So if you have any ideas, get a hold of myself or Pam. And we're going to have more things to do there. We didn't have the flipperdingers and the whimmy diddles out. I didn't have time. We were so busy. So we're gonna have some of those, and I might even go back home and bring them to the Sheridan. So if you don't know what they are, we'll make some of those. It's just about having fun. It's about God. It's about family. It's about country, and it's a chance to love on our community. So come on out. Look forward to everybody that can be there. We need help. The setup is at 10 to 12. The permit runs from, or the music runs from 12 to 5, and then we'll take down at 5 to 6. And last time we had a lot of hands. Helping us take it down. There were about 250 to 300 people there. Jacob Coode, he's not here anymore. I guess he PCS'd out of here. But he came over and he says, Gary, can I do anything for you? I said, yeah, count heads. See how many people are here. And the parking lot was two-thirds full, but there was a lot of room in the grass. So we're going to do it again. And Zach, maybe we can actually have you get up and give a word to people. I mean, this is the prayer tent. Worked really, I mean, it was well received, and we prayed on some people in the community. It was fabulous. But we, you know, let's take the leadership role here, and you know, and bring other churches. Other churches, you know, I invited them, went to the council there. And so, what I need help with, I don't need any money, and what I need to do is there's another way you can tithe to the Lord, and that's just give yourself, and. I need to spread the word because we only have a couple weeks here, and it wasn't, Parks Department didn't approve this right off. So, Chrissy? It can be anything. You know, at the Mountain Music Festival, Mike Childers is my music guy, and I texted him as soon as I got the permit, and I said, Mike, what, you know, how's it look? And he says, I have a good lineup. But it's, hey, we live near, this is mountain music here, right? So don't think it has to be just one particular flavor. And actually, at the last time, the Adult and Teen Challenge guys got up there, and I sent a video of that to Bob Squires, who was going to be there, but he couldn't. And he said it sounded reggae. So I really, you know, I don't care. The Lord just put it on me to have music here. And this Chugach used to be known as Little Appalachia. So that's what got it involved. But I would like to see multiple festivals, different places. The same thing. Good, clean, family fun. And where everybody's welcome. And then we can love on them. And share the word. All right, thank you.
Hey, I just want to encourage you guys really quick. The Lord was just putting this on my heart, but when Steve was talking about the youth conference coming up, I am a product of that, of being sown into as a teenager. I started coming here when I was, I don't know, like 8, I think, but at 12 was when Hodo started, and I was one of you guys sitting up here in the front with all my friends, and when these conferences would come, it was like, it wrecked us, and we would come home, and we would get together, and, you know, like, instead of sitting around the bonfire and hanging out, we would be weeping and worshiping because the Lord would just encounter us, and so I want to encourage you guys, as you're getting ready to go, pour yourself into it. Be intentional. Open your hearts. Open your eyes. And that it's not just there. You can have that right here in this house. You can have it in your bedroom. You can have it with your friends at sleepovers. You can have it at school. Just like what we talk about when we go to, you know, what Scott was sharing earlier today about going to the grocery store and being around people and giving of your heart and your life in those places. You guys can do that. You're empowered to do that. And the Lord is heavily pouring out his spirit on you guys. It's not for tomorrow, it's for today. And so I want to encourage you guys to give yourselves to that. And adults in this place, if it is in your heart to sow into these kids, do it. In whatever way that is, whether it's financially saying like, hey, I want you to be able to go this weekend, like, here's a check so that you can, whether it's investing in them in prayer, whether it's investing in them in coming and being a part of what they're doing on Friday nights. But I was just sitting up there and looking at the course of my life, and I wouldn't be here doing the things that I'm doing and having the life that I have with my family without people investing in me. So I just wanted to encourage you guys in that.
You. Awesome. Well, let's go ahead and let the kids go, and right up there, and I guess our youth are out or in? Yeah. Okay. Go ahead and do a little meet and greet here for a few minutes, and we'll transition into the word.